broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports talk with Bubba and Fee.
No song.
How can you not bring us in with a song?
He always brings us in.
You ever heard of a show come in without an intro?
Never remember.
Wait a minute, here comes something. What song is that? Oh, yeah, turn this up.
There we go.
That is our new intro.
That might be us. Houses are rocking, but don't come a knock.
There you go. I like it.
Not bad,
dude. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 8:15 Wednesday night. We're running a little late today. Insight. We did a little talking about last Wednesday and
a little bit
New Year's resolutions. And
yeah. Good show by Jack.
Just a good
Billy
bullcrap show.
Yep.
And The Rock. Mr. Feely, Merry Christmas,
Bob,
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, bud.
I'm joined here by Mr. Wes Wenning. Wes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, big fella.
Good glad you could stop up.
Yeah.
You brought us some bad luck at the basketball game last night.
Yeah, ooh. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Man, that was ugly, wasn't it?
It was, but... But, I mean, it's not bad having a game like that right before conference play, in my opinion. You know, kind of shake everything.
Get that out of your system.
Yeah, get it out of your system
there
before
you
conference play and...
I like your thinking.
Anzonia this Friday, and then St. Henry, if I'm not mistaken, next Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So,
yeah, it was a tough game to lose, and it was a game that we played well the first half, and I thought, you know, we picked right up where we left off against South Adams.
Yeah.
Come out on all cylinders. They could not handle our pressure. We got some easy baskets, and really, oh, my God, look at here.
How about this? Are the main man's in the house.
Perry Hall in the house.
Perry's in the house.
This is going to be a neat show. We got all of our loyal listeners
here.
Loyal
listeners?
Yeah. And we start off real good last night. And at halftime, Googs had to feel good about it. Yep, 31-18.
Sure.
And, you know, just kind of even.
A little sour.
Yeah, it did. And just too many turnovers.
A lot of turnovers.
You can't turn the ball over. We had 25 turnovers for the game, and I think we had maybe 17 in the second half. And you're not going to beat anybody,
did you? Had 10 in the fourth quarter, I think Rob said.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, can't have that.
No, you can't. And the Indians fall to the Jay County Patriots by a score of, I think it would end up like, what, 66-56?
56,
something
yeah.
like that. And,
yeah.
And the Indians go into the New Year's with a 3-1 record. And,
yep.
And we don't think about this long because we come
right,
in play
we're back
Friday
at it Friday night
against Anzonia, a team that we ought to handle. And
like Wes said, let's get that out of our system and
play four games. Get it going. About a game every 3 days from here.
Yeah, and we're going to get a little busy. I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
About now, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Perry Hall in
Perry
the
Hall
house,
in
all the way
house?
From Atlanta, Georgia.
How we doing, guys?
Awesome, buddy.
Glad you could make it, big fella.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Town missed you, big guy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Did you? You was listening last Wednesday on your drive home?
Yeah, all the way. It was. You guys took a good chunk of my driving out, so it was good. It was a good time.
You know, Bill talked about this. How Fort Recovery Radio serves an unbelievable purpose, and one of them is when you're away from town, and you're out in no man's land. I'm sure you listen to Fort Carroll Radio sometimes up in Ashland, and Perry's in Atlanta, and when you're driving down the road, like I'll leave for Florida here, and we'll leave.
Oh, absolutely, listen
and we'll be able to listen to a whole girls' game on the 12th, and it just works out perfect, really, really
it does.
And Spencer's got a good thing here, so
it's amazing.
It does. Did you guys see?
Say boys.
Did you guys see Coach Patch's girls' team went to Myland, Indiana.
Myland. Old Hickory.
To the Old Hickory gym, and that was pretty neat looking. Did you see some pictures
of
that?
Yeah, I saw a couple things on Twitter and Facebook, and that was just pretty cool.
It's got to be fun for the kids, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think most of those girls probably didn't see that movie before.
Had no idea.
But they went and watched the movie before they
Brian,
went out?
Yeah, Brian brought them down to the house and watched it with them, and so they kind of knew what was going on there. So.
And an even better appreciation for
sure,
it.
Sure, that's pretty neat.
Absolutely.
When I first watched that movie, I loved it. I watched it all the time. And then for them girls to be able to go and go through all that, that had to be a neat.
Kind of neat.
I agree with
you.
Absolutely.
You ever been there? You're an Indiana guy. Have you ever been there?
I haven't. I haven't been there, and I haven't been to the Newcastle Gym. It's two places I want to eventually go see.
Yeah, I think that Chrysler Arena. I think it was Chrysler Arena. I don't know what it is now, but
that thing's huge.
It's the largest high school basketball gym in the United States, right?
Yeah, that's. I also haven't seen the Muncie Fieldhouse like in person either. Yeah. So, I know that some of those bigger Indiana schools just have monster gyms that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Wes, the football. Let's talk a little bit about your season. How'd it go?
It went great. We went 9-2. We did a lot of good things, and we won a couple games that we were underdogs in, but lost a couple that we probably shouldn't have, and that kind of bit us at the end of the season when they were doing the playoff selection.
Yeah.
I know we had a banquet the night of the playoff selection, and we were kind of expecting to slip in there as like an 8 seed. The way they do it is they pick the top 8 teams in a region, and we were expecting to slide in there at the 8 seed, and we didn't get it. But you know, it was a good season. We had a lot of positives.
You ended up 9-2. You say
that's correct.
Yeah. 9-2. Heck of a season. That pretty much says I'd say the D2 is pretty tough.
Right.
Talk a little about your season individually, and you played some JV football, is that correct?
Yeah, I played a lot of JV. I started JV, and I had a good year. I don't really know any stats or anything, but, you know, it just went really well. And then in midseason, we had a guy go down with a shoulder injury at wide receiver, so I got to step in and travel and play a few games, and I think 4 games there in the middle. It's just kind of that next man up mentality,
you
know?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And it was definitely awesome doing that freshman year because there weren't a lot of freshmen that come into play, especially at Ashland, kind of the system they have. It's great, you know, and spring ball's coming up, and that's where you kind of earn your number, and really looking forward to that.
So getting to play, Larry, that has to make you feel pretty good and pretty confident that, you know, if I work my butt off,
there's
a good chance I'll be on starting lineup next
year.
Or get on the team for sure.
Yep, that's the goal.
For people who don't know about Ashland University, Ashland University is, first of all, noted to be a tremendous girls' basketball powerhouse in D2. Mm-hmm. And then their football is also a very solid program. Their basketball, boys' basketball programs, hit and miss.
Yeah.
But for the most part, their boys' football level is a very high level of play. And for you to be able to go up there and play...
Right.
I mean, that's got to be a feather in your cap, and you got to be pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I know, like, trying to describe people, a lot of people around here, Division II football, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, but, I mean, it is a pretty high-level competition. There's a lot of guys that go to MAC schools and kind of the MAC guys that maybe don't make it. You know, we've had a couple Ball State transfers and everything. I was just talking to these guys before the show. There's a 6'6", 280-pound tight end that runs a 4.640, which is absolutely unreal. This guy's a monster.
That's crazy.
He's actually going down to Florida these next 2 months to prepare for the NFL draft, and he's projected to be, I think, a fourth-round pick. But, I mean, we got a lot of good things going up there. So,
interesting stat that I had on Twitter this week was 34 of the 42 – or the 44 NFL players in the Pro Bowl this year were 3 stars or less coming out of high school.
Is that right?
You think about that. That talks about them stars, and I think you even said it doesn't. They give you the stars on your talent, your athleticism,
your numbers.
You don't get your stars. What's in your ticker?
Them are the guys that turn out to be studs.
Yeah. That's right. You guys, and Perry, you're down in Atlanta now.
Yep.
And life's kind of been a weird journey, ain't it?
Yeah. It's kind of odd, but overall, it's good. I mean, I remember you mentioning 2 weeks ago or something like that I had like a tweet or a Facebook or something like that saying something like I'm homesick, but you know, like it's gonna happen.
Right.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, I love what I do, and unfortunately, I can't do it around here.
Sure.
Yeah.
So. But Atlanta's only like 8 hours away, so it's not that bad.
That's not too bad.
Either.
Nope.
Yeah.
And fact of the matter is, when you talk about the families that you guys are part of, it's only natural to have some homesickness because sure. mm-hmm. you're homesick for the family, man. Yep. Not only the town, but for the family and your brothers and you know sisters and all that good stuff. And that's really what homesickness is. It's not about missing yeah, the old one stop life for you.
Yeah, you know, but, not a lot of crazy things going on.
Yeah.
But it but is a lot of good people.
Yeah, really into that.
We found that out last week.
Yeah,
on that show, that was
that
awesome.
Was crazy.
Oh man,
you guys follow Fort Recovery Sports, and you've always been big fans of and
a little bit,
and you know everything that's going on around here. And we talked a little bit about our boys' team last night, taking one on the chin, and Coach Patch's girls' team's off to a magnificent
good start. Yeah.
And they got a nice team. They got a little bit of everything.
Yep.
And they enter the new year and they haven't played for a couple weeks. And what are we, 5 or 6-0?
Yeah, about 5-0. Yeah, I talked to Brian. I'm sure he's a little nervous about that too because they come right out and play St. Mary's first one back.
That's right.
St. Mary's pretty good.
Yeah, St. Mary's very nice.
We got to play up there, I think, too. So that'll be a tester for him, but. If they can dial through that one.
When is that game? Is that the Tuesday night after Thanksgiving?
I think it is.
Don't know. You guys don't know the schedule, huh? Hey, way to follow, guys. Appreciate it. Nice job out there.
We're doing our best.
Yeah. Handles. You could look that up. See, I ain't got my glasses with me.
Actually, it might be. It's makeup, probably, isn't it? St. Mary's game?
I wouldn't think the girls would have makeup games, would they?
Didn't they?
Was that? The boys do.
There's some. I thought there was one game.
Let me look at her feet. January 3rd, St. Mary's.
Nope, that's it.
So that'd be Tuesday, and then Thursday, St. Henry away.
Yep.
A couple of road games, and then Saturday, Van Wert away. So they get thrown right in the old fire. 3 straight games next week.
Yeah. They're going to get right back
at it. That'll be fun for the girls and get the
I'm sure
dust blowed off
get
of
the
them.
Rust off and go.
Good thing about that is they're playing St. Henry and Van Wert. St. Henry's young. They're yep. very young. They're going to be really good.
They got a
right
chance,
now.
Yep.
Right now, we'll be able to handle them.
It's time to get them, yeah.
But it won't be an easy game. And well, heck, you should know a little bit about that.
I know a little bit about the St. Andrew team.
That's right. Yeah, you got some.
Yeah.
You got some.
Yeah, I got 3 triplet stepsisters that are about 7 feet tall. And they're, I think 2 of them are starting, and then 1 of them is just teetering.
Teetering on start.
And they're playing better.
They really are.
They beat Eaton the other night.
I actually went to that game. By the way, the quietest gym I've ever been in.
Eaton?
Eaton? It is. No, Eaton. It is. Like, we went watched JV first. JV game, you know, not very interesting, but Eaton doesn't, you know, I was going to say travel, but you know, they don't pack a gym like a Mac school does. So, you know, it's weird to say we when I'm talking about St. Henry. It's
right.
kind of gross.
Yeah.
But the team that I was rooting for packed the gym, on our side, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they went for a free throw, like, the whole gym just went quiet. Just absolutely quiet. And about, like, maybe the third quarter, I'm just like, it just quiet.
So did you go crazy like in the old days?
I did.
Did you?
yeah. You
couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. And I think I just yelled, "Everyone shut up." and some of the St. Henry people laughed, and then like I think the next time I just like yelled as loud as I can, just one small explosion. I think I scared like a real big tad up Eaton fan, and I think I made a pee himself. So that was pretty cool.
Perfect.
But overall though, St. Henry's girls are doing much better than what we saw at the beginning. I went to see a preseason game in a way, and they were garbage.
Yeah,
just garbage.
They're getting dialed in a little bit. Then.
Yeah, a little bit.
You talk a little bit about your. You got a sister playing JV, so mm-hmm. so you're going to get to watch her play, or when are you going to head back?
I should be able to get her watch her play. I head back on, I think either the 8th or 9th.
Oh, so good. Oh,
you got some time here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you get some games.
Yep.
I'll good. Be there. Have you been up watching practice yet? Did Googsy have you up or anything?
No, I haven't.
I thought maybe he'd have you come in and do a little banging around with the boys.
Oh, I don't know.
Not sure about that basketball shape.
Yeah, that basketball shape is pretty bad.
What's the difference, basically, when you up there now at Ashland? Was you in shell shock at first, or could you handle it?
I was pretty shell shocked. Yeah. I mean, and it was just more of time management because it's literally football all day.
Yeah.
like, I'll just give you, like, a Tuesday, for example. Here was my Tuesday schedule during football. So 8 to 9, I'd have him film. From 9:30 to 1:30, I'd have class. From 2 to 3, I'd lift. From 3:30 to 5:30, I'd have practice. And from 7 to 9 is a mandatory study table. And that's one day, like, out of the week. And then you got to wake up and do that, like, five times a week. And you're spent, you know. And on top of that, getting you know, loads of homework from professors that you don't like, you know. And, yeah. I mean, but it all worked out. And, you know, you just got to kind of grind through that period. But
sure. You got to be mature beyond your years, because you got to, what you're doing is you better love it.
Exactly.
Because to be a student athlete in a D2 is a lot different than being a student athlete at D1. And for, especially in football, because you don't get near the, like, D2 basketball has a certain amount of money they can give.
Yep.
But, you know, some, like, I think Pig probably has a full ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Where in football, they don't have that kind of money to give everybody full ride. So,
well, I know they'll bring in probably 50 to 60 freshmen, but only probably 10 to 15 of those freshmen are getting money.
Yeah.
And I know out of, like, those 40-some guys that aren't getting paid, they found out real quick, you know, is this for me? You know, yeah. And I mean,
how dedicated am I?
Right. And, you know, I think a 15 out of those freshmen of that group have already quit already, you know. So, I mean, it takes a toll on you. But if you love it, I mean, it's going good. So
let's take a break. We'll come right back. Bubba and Feed.
Sounds good.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles like this one. The 2014 Chrysler Town & Country with the Touring L package. It's white with gray leather interior, dual power seats, navigation system, remote starter, and lots more. It has 18,000 miles, and it's priced at only $23,800. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday evenings until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Stop in at Tin Man's on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. Get our all-you-can-eat chicken dinner for only $6.95. Try our famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and large salad bar. You don't have to drive out of town to get a great meal at a great price. Just stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Friday night, the boys' basketball team will host the Ansonia Tigers. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the JV and varsity games, with the JV game starting at 6. Get to the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Friday night to cheer on the Indians as they take on Ansonia. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Seth. Name the movie.
I don't want to take it.
I got cookie in my mouth. I can't. I'm out of running.
Come on.
No idea.
Well, you probably got it on your screen.
Exactly.
Eddie Murphy. So
hard yep.
Beverly.
No.
Hills.
Beverly Hills Cop.
That was Beverly Hills Cop. Yes.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, year end review. We got two of the best in here. Two Fort Recovery's finest, Mr. West Winning, Mr. Perry Hall.
It's funny you guys stopped up because, you know, you guys throughout the year, you're always listening to Sports Talk and texting in, and Wes helped out doing some baseball games, and we had a lot of fun with Wes, and you guys have never lost track of your roots so far. And when, you know, tonight we didn't have much going, we're year in review and talk about some things, and you guys will be able to contribute to this because you'll know some of the stuff that went on this year by just following around, and you know, when you think back of our year in sports in Fort Recovery,
another good one.
Yeah, and you know, our number one thing of the year would probably be Mr. Feely.
Well, I'd say the baseball team getting the state.
I would think
again.
So too. I would think that would another be number one. One. Yeah. I would think.
I mean, if you ask me, it's the track guys who got the state. But
oh, that was that last year? Was that
that was this year?
That'd be
that was
right.
This year too. That's right. We had track. Kids. We had a huge weekend down there that week.
You swayed my opinion right there. I was gonna go with the baseball, but
no track. Baseball's ahead of the track.
It's tough,
huh?
I don't know. I think not to, like, you know, stale it or anything, but I think because we did it last year, like, the whole track, you know, the whole turnaround of the track team. Because I was on the track team when I was in school. We were garbage. Yeah. We were garbage. Yeah. I mean,
you know, actually,
like
one
or two athletes.
I don't want to feel like an idiot, but I never even thought about the track.
Track big.
It's pretty forgotten.
You know, I mean, really.
Yeah, really.
But at the time, it was awesome.
Oh, it was neater than heck. Yeah. I agree.
Both teams were just kind of moving along each week, and it was we're one step away, you know, and all of a sudden we were there.
Yeah,
it was neat. And I, you know, you guys went down there with I mean, basic knowledge of you were going to run against guys that were crazy fast, right. Oh, you know, like, and it's just it was so neat that you guys got there.
Yeah,
you know, it was just neater than heck. I mean, that and us, we knew what we were going against again, you know, the same team, and it was tough, but getting there is just such a neat thing.
You know, it is.
People think it's a piece of cake. It ain't a piece of cake. It's a bear. You know, it's tough to do. And it was, and like Perry says, what that coach did in track to transform that program that fast is pretty impressive. Right. I mean, we were, like Perry said, we were pretty garbage there for a while. We weren't very good.
Yeah. And that's, you could almost say the same thing for the baseball team last year. I mean, again, it was kind of like the football team where it was like a 1 or 2 year transition to, you know, get to relatively, you know, on top or just straight up flip. But like the track team, it was the year prior, which it was just Cole. And he always complains, like, why didn't you guys go out last year?
Yeah.
Because he would have loved to have you guys running with him. But then, you know, just from that to, you know, sending, what, 5, 6 athletes? That's so.
Turned out to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need your involvement out there, if people listen. 419-516-0702, 419-852-9201 if you want to text in. The big moments of the year, and we talked about the football has to be also in there. I mean, we made the playoffs again for third year in a row.
Yeah.
And the run that we had. And
really probably one game away from getting back to the big house again, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mister had a pretty good run against the next team, no problem, and on to the state, but didn't quite get it done. But
I think that if we matched up against that who is that team again that they lost to?
JFK.
Yep.
Good job, Wes.
Yeah. I think that we would have had I think we may have matched up better.
Might have been.
But I'm a little bit of homer. So I'll fully admit that, you know.
Sure. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right. You catch up any high school games in Akron? Do you get any buddies up there that say, hey, let's go watch there's home school or anything like that?
Like other guys' high school games? Yeah, I went to an Ashland high school game. One of my buddies went to Ashland high school, and then now he's at Ashland College. So yeah, I went to his game, and I think like he's Division IV, I think. And it's crazy how much they really are surprised by Division VII. Mm-hmm. Like they're like what, Division VII? Is that even a division?
Absolutely.
Right. But yeah, it was still pretty neat.
So a game like that in four, packed house.
Yeah, it was pretty packed.
Pretty good.
But
Ashland's
a pretty proud town. It's pretty much a big version of Fort Recovery.
You know, it's kind of like what Perry was saying about Eaton. You know, sometimes, and it cracks me up when I watch basketball tournament late into the season and the regionals and stuff. You know, you watch Channel 7 and they'll show the gym and there's absolutely nobody there.
Yeah.
It's like, no, wait a minute. You're in the regional finals and there's nobody there.
Right.
You know, and then they'll go, hey, now let's flip over to Wapakoneta. Oh, wait a minute. They're hanging from the rafters. Guess what? Division IV's playing.
Yeah.
You know, and the MAC schools are here. Guess what? There's a million people here.
Right.
Yeah, and there is, you know, the hometown and the small town people support the crap out of their teams like that. But there is a drop level. I mean, from the
I'm sure the play, you know,
but basically in football, we're about as high a level as you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Marion Local, they would beat a lot of teams in Division 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
You know, and when you think about the years prior, like well, back when you guys played, we were, you know, we may have won a couple, three or four games. We wasn't very far away from being competitive against all them other teams in the state.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. So,
well, yeah. Like you said, you know, like the Marion Locals, when you'd play against a Division IV school, you've got those kids that have 4-3 speed. They're fabulous athletes and all this stuff. But then you go back to that ticker thing, and that's where them country boys that are, hey, we're going to block you all the way, and you ain't going to stop us. You know, and that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat.
Absolutely.
So let's so we got the baseball team, the football team, and the track team. Mm-hmm. Top things of 2016.
Basketball squad had a nice year.
The boys basketball team makes it to the districts, wins a sectional under Coach Googs, and loses a tough game to Lima Perry.
Lima Perry, yeah.
Kind of a heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker for us. Could have got the final.
Wes, just saying.
Yeah.
Use it on that, too. What do you say? So our basketball team, girls basketball program, makes it to the districts.
Made it to
they also won their sectional.
Yep.
So that, you know, there's five things right there. And then the individuals, you know, we got some individuals that had really good years, and our swim team didn't.
Yeah, I was going to add that, boys.
I was going to say they sent. Was it three or four girls that?
Well, we didn't. We
almost
podiumed.
Made it.
Yeah, we got really close. This is the closest we've been to like getting them to stay, and it's just a matter of like hundredths of a second.
Yeah,
and. I've never podiumed at district. I hated the pool, and I can make all the excuses in the world here, but those girls were the first to podium and get like little medals and everything, and you know. And so it for our whole swim program, and that was just really cool. And I wish I was there, but I don't know where I was, but
you know,
I couldn't make it.
We're speaking about that, Perry. What do you think about all these boys going? They're back.
I love it.
Love it. They got a lot of football boys that jumped on there, and that's pretty neat. You know, that's
Robbie, Stalker, Keys are some boys. And then I always knew that, like, Owen Sheridan and Nolan Toby, they played football. But I know that, you know, they swam for me when I coached. And even when I swam, they were just little squirts. And now they're manning the team, and it's really neat to see.
It is neat. And I think you know, a lot of credit goes to Mindy.
Oh,
Mindy's done a nice job. And I tell you what, a lot of credit probably went to Brent Niekamp.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably said, boys, you ain't doing anything anyhow. Get in that pool. Stay in shape, man.
Absolutely.
And that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Did I see the girls finish 6th out of 21 teams yesterday?
You are correct.
Are you kidding me?
That's pretty impressive.
Just a few points under Midster for being like the top MAC like team there. So that's looking really good for whenever we go over to Jay County for our unofficial MAC meet. But yeah, that's another thing. They also, the girls got second last year. So I have to do the unofficial runner ups in the MAC for the swim team.
Because there's not seven teams in the MAC to consider it a conference. Is that correct?
Sometimes,
one short, right?
Yeah. Sometimes Parkway's there. Sometimes St. Henry's there. It's just, you know, we're not sure. And then New Knoxville and Delphus, I don't know. But
yeah,
so. But still, I mean, the swim teams are doing awesome, and personally, I'm happy for that.
And Bob and I mean, we don't know anything about it, but
I mean, pretty smart.
I'm pretty impressed. That, I mean, when they start telling you their schedules, that's impressive. I mean, to me, a high school kid having to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to go swim.
It's
are
the
you
worst.
Kidding me?
It's the worst.
I'd be missing. I'd be missing a lot of practices.
I'm out,
Coach. Yeah. I'll be there for the game. I can't make the practices. I gotta skip them.
Oh man, I know there's a couple like schools like Shawnee, who's a really good swim program, that they only schedule about like 4 meets a season, and the maximum meets you're allowed to have is like 16. And when I coached, I'm like, we're getting all 16 filled, and I think Mindy's still doing that too.
Yep.
And I think when Marshall was here, he came back from Dallas, and we were talking about swim, because I think we were gonna go try seeing one of the meets, but I went to go watch at Eaton instead, and we were just talking about how, why would you only want to schedule 4 meets, and you take all that time you know, practice, and because that's what school sports is all about.
You want to play.
It's having fun and going competing against those other schools, you know. So, I mean, I understand the whole, you know, the more practice time, the better you... that's like maybe for like five of those swimmers that are going to go to state anyway. And for the rest of the team, they just want to do something. Yeah. You know, they want to travel and be part of a team, and that's the fun
shirt?
Of it.
What is that?
Oh, it's a Kanye West album cover. So, yeah.
That's the first one of them ever wore for Fort Worth Radio.
Yeah.
Studio. Let's, Chuck, you got one underneath there? Who's Kanye?
Man. I'm saying, you're staring at my chest there, Bob.
Yeah, you bulked up a little.
I got a little fatter. That's right there.
Hey, you're pretty thick. You still lift and screw around?
A little bit. Not around here, though.
What's your life like right now? Talk a little bit about being in Atlanta, Georgia. And you work where you work at right now?
I work at Benno Box Entertainment, the same studio that produces Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
I do not work on Bob's Burgers. I work on one of the other shows that the studio produces. I work on a show called Legends of Chamberlain Heights, and I work on the second season where we have like two more episodes left to do. But the first season just wrapped up, and it's on Comedy Central at this time. No, it follows South Park, so anyone that's all those millions of people that watch South Park gets like, oh, they might watch the show that I'm on.
Is your name on the screen as it runs through?
Next year it will be, because it just got done with the first season, and so everything on second season.
That's your baby.
That's my baby, and you're gonna see my name on national television for 1/4 of a second, and it's gonna be fantastic.
Hey, we'll be cheering too.
I'll bet he'd have his DVR set.
Oh man!
So what is it you do? You're a cartoonist, basically.
Yeah, essentially, I'm an animator. So what we do, we don't really draw as much unless the way that everything is set up is they make all the assets over in LA. So there's an LA studio and an Atlanta studio. I think Bento made a Atlanta studio because there's so many studios that are owned by Time Warner, or not Time Warner, just Turner Broadcasting, in Atlanta. Like, that's where it pretty much is all cornered by Cartoon Network and Adult Swim. They're like, all right, we're gonna put our stake in here, and so it's just like kind of competition kind of thing. So but what we do is we get all the assets of these characters that are already made over in Atlanta or over in LA, and we, as the animators, have to take these characters, and we just pretty much move them around. If we need to redraw some hand shapes or whatever, we'll do that. It's time staking. Like, sometimes you're working 2 days on a scene that only lasts for like 3 seconds, and you gotta love it to do it.
Yeah. You make any money?
Make a little money.
Yeah, like, there's money in this?
Oh, yeah, there's money in it. And, I mean, I get paid pretty well, especially for it being my first studio job. Yeah. And I'm not broke yet.
Right.
So that's a good thing, yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's something you love, too. And it's something you always wanted to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of funny how it all started, though, but I'll try to not do the Reader's Digest story of this. But basically, like, I didn't want to do anything with art, like, originally.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, growing up in Fort Recovery, you know, I'm like, okay, people tell me I'm a good artist, but what does that mean?
What's that
you
mean?
Know?
Yeah.
Like, in a town of 1,400 people... What? Great, you know, but
sure.
I'm a big fish in a small pond when it comes to that. But, you know, I didn't do anything with that. I failed out of 2 colleges, and
got a little bored with school.
A little bored. That's what happened. I got bored with school. I'm like,
I'm with you.
And so I then was like, all right, I'm hanging her up and working at Hall Brothers.
Heading to the Hall Brothers.
Thought I was going to be selling tractors for the rest of my life, which is fine. It's a good job that, you know, I'll be able to, or, you know, if Cole eventually does that, because that's probably what we're thinking is going to happen. But, you know, whoever's there, you know, it's a good job in an agricultural, you know, community.
Sure.
you know, I won't have to worry, you know, too much about, you know, finances and stuff. But I eventually started dating this girl from New Bremen whose mom was a professor of, or she was like a graphic design professor at the Lake. One of the schools I failed out of, by the way.
Nice. And, you didn't fail out of Wright State Lake.
I failed out of Wright State
Lake. Nobody does.
He's won.
No, you did not.
I failed out.
He's that guy they were talking about.
I think I read that.
I didn't go to class. Yeah, thank you. I had a big write-up in the Daily Standard about it. But she saw some doodles I did, and she's like, "Have you ever do anything with that?" And I'm like, "No." And she's like, "Oh, well, here's all the Adobe programs like Flash, Photoshop, and all that stuff for free, and here's a tablet. Go nuts." So I'm like, "Oh, Flash. I watch a lot of like internet cartoons that's all made by that program." I'm like, "I'll make my first one." And so I made one in a week, and she's like, "Okay, you need to go to school for this." And I'm
You're
like,
good.
Okay. So I just kind of was like, whatever, I'll go to school and
I'll flunk out for that.
I'll flunk out of this school. Yeah. 3 for 3 right here, boys. But I was like, all right, you know, just so I don't have to, you know, clean manure spreaders for 3 years, I'll just, you know, this. And after the first week, I'm like, oh, so this is what I was supposed to be doing.
This is what I needed to do.
But yeah, so that was, yeah, so now I'm living in Atlanta and making a cartoon on TV.
Awesome.
So
I want to thank you for the picture you made for my Christmas present.
No problem.
That which was awesome. Tremendous.
That was
picture of me
awesome.
And Fee, and we're going to bring it up here and put it up on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty dang cool.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, Jody just texted me and's like, "Can you do this for me?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I can do that." And just
away you go.
Drew her up and there
she
you pay go.
You?
Yeah, pay me a little bit.
All right.
Not too bad.
Big.
Happy.
Yeah, it's good though.
Well, I'll say this. We're damn proud of you.
I mean, thank you. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. We love you listening to us, too.
Absolutely.
We get a kick out of here.
I love listening.
Our regulars.
Yeah.
Let's turn our attention to Mr. Winning here a little bit.
Yes, sir.
So now you're in Ashland. You're a huge Browns fan.
No. I love watching my boy Jamie Meter. Ashland guy.
Hey, man. I was going to say something.
I shouldn't say my boy. I've never met him in my life.
But I bet the boys are fired up.
But I'm knowing from he's from Ashland University, I know just being a D2 college, small town guy, and, you know, it's just awesome seeing him go places. So,
yeah.
So up there, the Browns fans are probably about 90-10.
Oh, yeah. I actually went to the Bengals-Browns game this year with a few of my buddies, you know, just because tickets were dirt cheap.
Absolutely.
We were 20
Three
rows
bucks.
Up. 20
bucks is a lot.
Yeah. We were 20 rows up for 20 bucks, I think, you know, and it was just fun. So
yeah. So you're up there in Ashland and talk a little bit about your first year of school and your major is?
I'm going to be a special education teacher.
That a boy.
And then I'm also looking to kind of get a little incentive. So maybe after 15, 20 years of doing special education, the plan is to hopefully work with juveniles over in Salina or someplace you know, wherever that takes me. So that's the plan anyways.
Well, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
You still dating Kendra? Everything?
Yep.
And then she's moving, right? Or she's
she's
going to Fort Wayne?
Off to St. Francis,
St. Francis.
Good for her. I'm sure she'll be happy.
Oh, yeah. She's really happy. I know she's really looking forward to playing volleyball with. She knows quite a few girls there. There's a girl from Jay County there. And I know Cass is up there. So, yeah, I think it'll be good for her. So.
Absolutely. You, let's talk a little bit about your big NFL guy, your big sports guy.
Right.
So as I got to go back to my Browns because, you know, we got our first win.
Yep.
Big.
And were you home or was you there then?
I was home.
You was home.
Yeah.
Dang it.
It had to be crazy up there.
Because that was a great win.
Yeah. That was.
Actually, when I went up
don't
to the...
Talk, I don't want you over here giggling like a little school.
When
Colts
I went up,
ain't bad.
No, we're terrible.
Colts are bad, too. Join the group.
When I went up to the Bengals-Browns game up in Cleveland, that was my first time ever being up at Cleveland, and that was the funnest atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, Browns fans are cool. I mean, they're a bunch of fun dudes
love
just hanging around.
I mean,
at this point, you know, I mean, the Browns suck so bad. that, I mean, they just have fun with it.
That's right. Yeah.
And I don't know if you don't remember, I think it was the blocked field goal, and then they're throwing the ball all over the field. The whole stadium was just, I mean, they were holding their stomachs because they were laughing so hard. But yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
That was funny.
You, the Bengals fan, right?
Right.
Yeah, so they're not much better.
No, not really.
Bad so game. Marvin Lewis make it?
I'd say no.
You say out?
I'd say out.
Your coach going to make it?
Pagano and Grigson better be out.
Gone.
They better be out.
I think Marvin makes it.
Think he does?
I think he does.
I think so,
I think he does.
He probably does.
I don't know how, but I think he does. But
so you're racist?
No. I don't know what to say. there's nothing you can do against calling racist guy.
No, I mean, and that's part of the thing. And Marvin Lewis is a great guy.
Yeah,
he is.
I'm not sure. I think he's lost control of his team. I think Perfect is
he's crazy.
A nut.
Crazy.
He's crazy, but
I would love him in a Browns uniform.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. He's a hard, tough football player, but he's nuts.
Can I get a water?
Yeah.
I'm going down here. This is cool. Hey, I'll just drink this.
He's good.
Whose is this?
A little purple.
Purple water.
All right.
Purple water.
Purple drink.
Purple drink.
Good.
Yeah. So the Browns play the Steelers. Steelers are resting everybody. We could win 2 in a row.
We're going to win 2 in a row. We're going to get rid. We're going to lose the number one draft pick.
We ain't winning.
Thing is, what do you do with that number one draft pick?
Don't matter anyhow.
Yeah. I mean.
It don't matter anyhow.
You need everything. Yeah. And I think
we need
you,
everything.
What
we
you got to do is you got to draft from the bowl out.
Ryan Stogler is adamant that Myles Garrett is heads above everybody else.
Really?
Defensive end at Texas A&M, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you just got to start with that offensive line or something.
I'd say the same thing. You got to go offensive line.
I know.
Your quarterback's going to get killed.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we need a quarterback, but you can't put the best quarterback in the league behind a line that's going to get him killed
right.
7 times a game.
I know that personally. As a Colts fan, that's luck is down about 75% of the time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's so bad.
It's tough. But we're going to have 2 picks in the top 12, probably.
Oh, they work out.
And I'd say get the 2 best linemen and be done with it. We're the worst drafters of all time. You can't hardly screw up a lineman.
Right.
Yeah.
If they say they're the top 5 linemen.
Cam Irvin?
Yeah, that was a joke. That guy's terrible.
But I know what a lot of the top dogs say is draft from the ball out. You go center, guard, tackle. I mean, you can't fall into this rut of keep on drafting QBs because there's not a single QB that can succeed in this
system.
Well,
there's no studs out there. They're not.
No.
Nothing that's fantastic.
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah. And that kid from Clemson, he'll get killed.
Watson.
Yeah, we draft him, put a tombstone up.
He's dead meat.
He's history.
Yeah,
he's dead meat.
He is lights out. Let's take a break, 9 o'clock, Chuck. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Bubba and Fee, Wes, Little Buzz,
Big Bear,
Chuck, and Mrs. Chuck, Full Recovery Radio style.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today and see what TurboMax can do for you.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Some of the best pizza anywhere is right at your fingertips. All you have to do is call 375-4274. That's right, it's America Lanes. Just call them and drive through and pick up some of the best pizza you'll ever eat. Everybody doesn't want pizza tonight? America Lanes has several varieties of great wings, plus a big selection of sandwiches and sides, plus chicken strips and their famous popcorn chicken. Just call them and they'll have it ready for you. That's America Lanes, 375-4274. Here are the winners of this year's Christmas decorating contest sponsored by Mayor Dave Kalp. Third place was won by Pastor Dave and Dolly Nicholson, lot 29 in the Broadway Mobile Court, and they won $25 worth of Fort Recovery Merchants gift certificates. Second place was won by Brent and Kim Niekamp on Wiggs Street, and they get $50 in Merchants gift certificates. And the winner of the Mayor's 2016 Christmas Decorating Contest is Larry and Missy Hart on Center Street, and they receive $75 in Fort Recovery Merchants gift certificates. Mayor Dave Kalp and his fellow judges, his daughter Joelle Kalp and her friend Callie Wendell, want to congratulate this year's winners, and he's proud to continue the tradition started by former Mayor Roger Borman.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Billy, where you at?
That's the island greeting with the sand.
This is not. I don't think Bing Crosby knows the words.
Where
he needs to call
sway.
Bill.
That Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
We're back here, Sports Talk, 9 o'clock. That was Malika Hickey Holly.
Mickey Hickey.
You could actually hear it this time.
Yeah. Ain't bad song. You actually hear it.
Hell of a lot better than the version we've been listening to for the last 2 weeks.
A bad version.
I got a copy of that if you want to.
No, that's okay. I'm out of the Malika Hooley.
That's over.
Yeah. We're back here at Bubba and Fee Radio Show and Sports Talk. And let's talk a little bit about the week coming up, Fee. We got some great bowl games. And,
ooh, yeah.
And,
excited.
The Big Ten got off to a slow start as who lost that first game there? Maryland got beat. But
Maryland.
They come back, and a nice win last night by Minnesota, and yeah. A nice win today by Northwestern.
Today. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Indiana's ahead early against Utah. So the Big Ten is 2-1 with Indiana playing right now, and they got some great games coming up. I see Penn State suspended a couple guys.
Did they? Oops.
I didn't like their chances anyway playing USC, a team that probably is playing as good a football as anybody other than the Final Four
right.
teams.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to think that Penn State's going to have their hands full there. It could be a tough one.
I would have to think so, too. If Penn State beats them, I'd say the Big Ten's really pretty good.
And another big game coming up is the Michigan and Florida State game.
Yep. Yep.
Who you like there?
Going to go with Michigan.
Are you taking the blue,
yep.
Perry?
Michigan.
I would like to think Michigan could win that. I really do. But for some reason, I don't know, my heart tells me that Florida State's going to get
a running back.
They do, and they actually signed Cam Akers last night, verbally committed to Florida State,
which right? was
number one running back in the nation, who had Ohio State down to like his final six, and then he cut to three, and Ohio State didn't make the final cut. But Buckeyes got plenty of good running backs coming in, I think. And
our next class is coming in is absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It is. And when you talk about that, it's got the potential to have two more 5-stars.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, no, it's it. Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer
flat
can,
out recruit.
He can recruit.
I saw something on Twitter today. It was Urban Meyer when ranked as an underdog in one of the top bowl games. He's 5-0. With an average margin of victory of 20-plus points.
Is that
or,
right?
I think it was like 18.5 points or something. But, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
How he prepares his players. And
he gets them.
So I'm excited.
And then when you talk about going up against the Clemson Tigers New Year's Eve night. And
that should be a name.
I'm so fired up for them games. And I like to think the Buckeyes are going to have a chance here.
Yep.
I think so. That'd be a great game.
It is, and the Fiesta Bowl's been good to Ohio State most
of
the
past. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do. The other game, I just don't see Washington handling Alabama at all.
No, I don't think.
I think it's a bad matchup for them.
I want Washington because I hate Alabama.
I think they're all that way. I'm with you, Perry.
Yeah, before I failed out of Harding, all right, when I was down in Arkansas.
You transferred.
When I transferred.
He transferred.
That's a much better way to put it.
That's what a lot of kids call it.
Yeah,
transfer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of already laid it out there, so what am I hiding? I was in like the freshman dorms, and there was this one, just one kid that lived right across from me. And all he would talk about is Alabama football.
Yeah.
And how his brother was a 4-string receiver on the Alabama Crimson Tide. And every single morning, he had the earliest classes, and he would
he would wake up every morning, open the door, and yell in the hallway, "Roll Tide!" Waking up everybody. And ever since then, I hate the Crimson Tide. Yeah,
you got a good reason.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Terrible.
If you ever heard some of the, there's a show down there, and I can't remember the name of it.
Something Bomb.
Paul Feinbaum.
Feinbaum, yeah. But this is not Feinbaum. This is a more of a comedy show. With, it's Bubba and something.
Yeah.
And they are unbelievable. They always make fun of, they're Auburn fans.
Yeah.
But they always make fun of Alabama fans. And it's just, it is classic radio. And you go to YouTube sometime, some of the jokes they got about Alabama fans are top notch. But the thing is, they have the best coach in the world.
Yeah.
They have the best coach in the world.
I have to admit it.
He is good.
And they get the best players, and they have a defense that is like none other I've ever seen. Yeah. You talk about flying to the ball and knock your heads off.
All right. Let's discuss this this whole Christian McCaffrey deal, Leonard Fournette. What do you guys think of that?
Boo. I tell you what I think. I think it's a crock of crap.
Same here.
I do, too.
Yeah. I don't
to me, that's just such a letting your teammates down.
You see, but...
I mean, I don't care what you're playing in.
But college,
you played with this long.
College football, I think, has kind of done this to itself. Because I don't like coaches leaving. I don't like coaches skipping out on bowl games and going to their next program.
Yeah, that's not fair either.
You know? And since we allow that, and that's kind of been okayed forever, and nobody really bats an eye anymore. I mean, players are thinking, what the heck?
They're pushing that so hard to get them kids paid.
Right.
I mean, I think, and it may happen eventually.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a little different with the coaches because it is, when you're dealing with the money issue of it.
Yeah.
And these guys are getting paid and it's their life. When you're at college, when you come in and play football and you're getting paid to play football, you're getting paid by that college. Do you know that for one kid, a high school football player that goes to Alabama, or goes to Stanford, or gets that scholarship is worth about right at $110,000.
Yeah,
$110,000 a year with the perks and with all that stuff.
Yeah,
so you're looking at almost $500,000, $400,000 for that education for that kid. Now he's playing football. He's making that university a lot of money.
Yeah,
but don't tell me they're not getting paid.
They're
don't tell me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I understand what you're a student athlete,
right.
But to me,
that's pretty good, Jack.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty good, Jack.
There's a lot to be said about getting an education.
The problem is most of them, a lot of them kids don't get the education. They could care less. You know, I'm going to the NFL, pay me, or I'm going to the NFL. I don't care. But I agree with you. They're getting a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money to give a kid.
And then when you sign. When you sign to go to Stanford, when you sign to go to LSU, it is a one-year contract. Every year, you got to sign your letter of intent. You got to sign your contract that says this. So when you sign your contract, like Leonard Fournette did, and then he quits for the bowl game, to me, that ain't right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's right for the coaches to skip out either. You know? I mean, they're getting a yearly salary, too. They're getting paid millions. How much was Lane Kiffin getting paid this year? And then he just kind of dumps on his players at the end, you know? I don't know. I just don't think it's right regardless. I feel like you should just...
He didn't dump. I mean, he's still coaching the bowl game. He's finishing the year out.
Oh, he
just
is?
Like, yeah,
he
just
is.
Like Luke Fickle.
I thought he was moving
what
on,
about,
too.
What about Herman isn't?
Herman gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
That hurt him up. Quite a bit, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're at, but
yeah, I mean, there's just no perfect way to do it in college football.
No, the problem is it sets a precedent because
they may start all doing this, but then they also said, well, they'll just put it in their contract. You have to play in a bowl game, but then they said as soon as they get to the bowl game, they don't want to play in. Ooh, my hammy's shot.
Absolutely,
I'm done.
Yeah,
I can't. Well, I just fell off the bed today and broke my leg. I can't do it.
Right. I'm just going to say this.
What?
Very reminiscent to Greg, my senior year at Delphus. I'm calling him out. I'm calling you out, Greg.
No, that is right.
Yeah, he might have mailed that one in.
Yeah.
Let's see. Basketball or pour down rain?
Yeah,
I'm out.
62-0.
I think Cody made about three plays. Three plays and he hung it up. There was a lot of
hanging
up.
We still tease him about that. He laughs. Yeah. That's a great point. Although not shut her down. It's strep.
Yeah.
Nutter on the sidelines and four down right throwing the ball around there.
Yeah.
Greg Collins, classic. No, I mean, I understand where you're at there, Wes, and but, man, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Don't like
and
it.
And exactly
all.
What you're saying. They are setting a precedent. You watch these guys. If I don't make that Final Four, I don't care. I'm out. I might be the best player in football. I'm out. I don't want to play anymore.
I don't understand how a coach can support that.
Yeah.
Because the coaches, the most competitive people you know are coaches.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, in my opinion, if you're a coach, you're a competitor. You have that will, that desire to win. You want to.
So, and I have no idea because I haven't heard anything. But now, are these guys? They want to stand on the sidelines, or they're out completely?
I don't know.
I thought they're out completely.
Yeah, I think they're out completely.
If they're standing on the sidelines, I'm like, get.
My understanding.
We don't want you.
My understanding is they're starting the draft process right away.
Right.
They're starting their training for the draft.
They're going to go start working out,
doing their 40s and bench press and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, I hope the weight falls on him. Break his feet. Breaks his ankle. Drops the weight on his ankle. Sorry, Leonard.
Go to 10-7, Utah over IU. Mm. That's going to be a shootout. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Ooh, that's going to be a shootout.
That's going to be 56-41.
Yep.
No, I don't know. I'm ready for the bowl games, and it's going to be a fun New Year's Eve. And the winner of the games Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
play when? The following?
Monday. It's always on Monday now.
Okay, so they got like a 10-day spell.
Get a 10-day break. Yeah, preparation, basically.
Oh, man. Fired up, bud.
Yeah.
I'll take our chances with you. Give Urban 10 days.
And I think the most exciting thing is we got everybody back next year. I mean, we got a young football team.
Well, that's what they said at the beginning of the year. We were the youngest college football team, right?
And then you bring in what they got coming in.
Then you got all these studs coming in.
Whew. Stupid scary.
Stupid scary.
Right. Are you a Buckeye fan?
You know, like when I'm away from Ohio, I am. Like, I'm not really that big of a college guy. I'm more of an NFL guy.
Yeah.
But when I was in Arkansas, I was like, yeah, Buckeye's cool, you know, especially because we played, when we say we, I'm not really.
Yeah, right.
But the Buckeyes played the Razorbacks and, you know, beat them. And then so, you know, I came back with like one of my newly bought Ohio State t-shirts. And I'm like,
you have a couple series.
Oh, go Razor Pigs. But now in Atlanta and just, you know, Alabama right across the border, there's a lot of Crimson Tide fans are running around. And so I hope, as I already said, I wanted Washington to win. But if that all happens, I want Ohio State to, you know, just pummel Alabama. But I don't know if it'll have. I mean, they can win. I don't think it'll be a pummeling, no matter what. Right. But
if pummel them by 1 point, I'll be happy. But,
yeah, I will be too. Yeah. Pummel them all the way to the dancing in the streets.
Yep.
So then the NFL playoffs are coming up, of course we just talked about our teams all suck.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
the
thing.
Yeah, the year end coming up, and right now, Fee. Your prediction for the Super Bowl was?
The New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You still got two teams in.
Feeling pretty good about them.
I, on the other hand, you have no teams left.
Arizona?
I had Arizona who?
Who was your other one?
They're out.
Both out.
Yeah, I did nice. Good job again this year with my picks. Who do you like?
I like Green Bay and New England. Tom Brady gets number 5. I don't see anybody beating them.
Hard and not. They're going to win. Although Pittsburgh could beat them.
Pittsburgh could beat him.
Ben Roethlisberger, that drive they had the other night, he's a freak.
But how bad do you got to feel for Oakland fans?
That
about brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, got that. that had to hurt.
Yeah.
And now they got Mike McLaughlin.
Still won, though.
Yeah.
Just saying, they still won.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Keith Wenning got picked up by the Giants practice squad. Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good deal.
And he's under contract for 2017, which means there's only two guys.
Oh, he's good.
That they have under contract. So, Keith Wenning, and he's making $7,000 a week for as long as they make it.
Right.
So, right now he's getting $7,000 a week for each week that they play.
So, he is on their practice squad right now.
He's on a practice squad. That is correct.
So, he's like number 4?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's behind like Ryan Nassib, I know, and somebody else. But
yeah.
But as far as I know,
that is good.
What?
Now, what college did Ryan Nassib go to? If you get that right, I'll
Syracuse?
Give you.
Syracuse.
God dang it!
He's good.
I love my football.
He's good.
That was good. That one got me. That was a rocker.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was impressive.
But yeah, I mean, and Giants are one of those scary postseason teams, and they're doing pretty well right now. They got one of the best offenses.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, this season.
Yeah. So. If they could run the ball, they would be tremendous.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem with the Giants is they have Perkins and Rashard Jennings, and they're just they're Eddie Lacy type running backs. Right. They're, you know, they're not a threat to break one.
Yeah.
And it makes it tough for Eli, but Eli has a receiving core that's. As good as anybody in the NFL, I think. But no, the Giants are
only team that can beat Dallas so far.
Yeah.
So, and I would hate this, but Dallas and New England, I think, are going to be in the Super Bowl. And
it's kind of lined up that way. Right, yeah.
How impressive was Dallas Monday night?
Oh, very impressive.
They're good.
I mean, they are.
Well, no. Elliott's unbelievable. Elliott and that line is as good as it gets.
Quarterback is unbelievable Monday night.
I think it all starts with the offensive line. I think when the Browns are rebuilding, they got to shape their mold after this Cowboys team.
You got to get
center out.
Yep, center out, exactly.
Yeah. Zeke is a bear.
Zeke's a bitch.
He is so good. God, he's good. Dude,
so who you give the MVP to this year?
Well, I think you got to give it to Matt Ryan. I mean, I don't know. I'm
pretty good.
Tom Brady missed four games.
Yeah.
So it's hard to give it to him.
He is the MVP, but you can't give it to him.
I agree. Tom Brady should get
right,
it.
Right.
But then you look at, I mean, I think that
Zeke's name's going to get in there, I think.
Yeah. I doubt if Zeke.
I'm more of the offensive line than Zeke. I mean, I think that offensive line is unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget, like, DeMarco Murray ran for, I mean, two Bills a couple, I mean, a couple years ago, but.
I like Matt Ryan. I like you got to thank the guy at Green Bay, Rodgers. I mean,
after a shaky start, I mean, they've been rolling, and that's why they're in my Super Bowl right now.
Yeah. Think about the injuries that team's had. Mm. They're decimated.
Yeah.
And they're getting better and better every week because they have Aaron Rodgers. And to me, that's what he's done is. And I think the MVP usually goes to a quarterback. When was the last time a running back or anybody won it?
Although,
I don't know if you name one.
Running back from Pittsburgh.
Le'Veon Bell was really good.
Yeah. He's really good, too.
Yeah, he's a. But he also missed four games.
Yeah, drugs. So he's out.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he is out. But I don't know. I think it's going to be a great playoff. I like
some good teams.
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta has an offense that's scary.
A team like that would be neat to get in there.
Yeah.
Sneak in.
Imagine your life there for a couple weeks.
Yeah. It's like whenever I drive to the studio, I usually have it on their local like sports thing. So all I hear is Falcon stuff. Yeah, so
wide open.
So yeah. So that might sway me a little more towards Matt Ryan. You know, maybe just because that's all I hear outside of when I, you know, watch the Colts games and how bad that is. But yeah.
Now we're talking about the year in review and nationally.
Okay.
I mean, the biggest thing has to be the Cubs.
Well, if depends what your sport is, but it's got to be the Cubs and it's got to be the Cavs.
Yeah.
Or the Cavs.
I mean, I would think. Yeah. But the Cubs got to be number one because they.
Yeah, just incredible.
Incredible. Yep.
And the Cavs, incredible.
Yeah.
That celebration that Chicago and Cleveland had was classic.
I'll tell you, you want to do something cool if you're sitting around doing nothing, and you guys do nothing a lot.
Absolutely.
But and you're YouTubers, I'm sure.
All I do.
YouTube Cleveland Cavs victory celebrations in bars. If you ever get a chance, unbelievable.
Crazy.
Some of the video of just people crying and hugging. And the Cubs sings the same way. But
yeah.
I mean, you know, your mom was a big Cubs fan.
And
you had to feel good about the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, it made me feel good. She watched so many of them rotten Cubs teams.
Yeah.
They were horrible, too. And they'd be out 89 games, and she'd still be watching them. Boy, he just didn't pitch them very good. Mom, they're horrible. You got to give it up. They ain't going to make nothing.
But they did.
Love her. Yep, they did it.
Yeah, I go Cubs, and I go Cavs, and then number two or three would be...
Fort Carey track team.
Track team. Track team, yeah.
They're national.
That's national. Let's see.
Well, let's see who won Alabama. I ain't giving them nothing.
They killed. Who'd they beat in the finals? They drilled somebody.
Beat Clemson.
Yeah,
Clemson. That's right.
Beat Clemson. What else we got? Basketball. NCAA.
Oh, that was
absolutely a fantastic game.
Yep.
Yeah. Villanova, right?
Nova.
Villanova beat.
Last second shot.
Kentucky? Or Carolina?
Carolina.
Carolina.
Yeah. Are you a, you ain't a Duke guy, are you?
Mm-mm.
Ohio State?
I watch a little bit of Ohio State. I like just watching all the teams in general. Like, I just like watching good team, like Kennard. I mean, yeah. That dude's a freak.
How good is he?
Shoot the lights out of the ball.
That's a killer every time I see him.
He was never going to Ohio State. No. He was either going to go to Kentucky or he's going to go to Duke.
Yeah, he had no chance to go to Ohio State.
No. No, he is really good.
But he is good.
You follow college basketball much?
Just kind of whenever March comes around. I watch and I'm just one of those guys that, like, I want the 16 seed to go all the way. You know?
Please win that game.
Who don't, though?
That is fun.
Yeah. But Florida Gulf Coast, whenever they were going out. So cool. I was all up with that.
But I watch all these Ohio guys skip out of town, you know, and I'm thinking, I mean, it just... It angers me.
I agree.
It does kill you.
I can't keep them all. I understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I understand that. And Ohio State got behind the eight ball because they lost some young kids to the NBA draft.
Yeah.
You know, and when you do that... Wait, we got a phone call.
Okay.
This is big.
It's Jeff.
Jeff Hobbs?
This is Harry Carey. Who are you talking about? You guys at least got something right, boys.
You
the
betcha.
Cubs win.
How about the Cubs?
Here at Heaven's Gates Bar and Grill, we're still celebrating.
How many buds did you have on the old World Series, Victor?
I lost counting, young man. It's good stuff. And, you know, I think I have number three. The cattle is... Not a bad choice for two. The number three's got to be Wes Winning and his girlfriend. What? This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is.
Beautiful girl. Sure girl. Mm-hmm. And she's closer with Wes Winning, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's
take
right.
Two better. That would be number three in Harry's book.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, right.
Terrific woman.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the Cubs.
Uh-huh. Cubs win.
And see, let me tell you, your mom, she's right here next to me at Heaven's Gate Bar and Grill, and she's put down just about money. But why is this Harry?
You damn right. Absolutely. Hey, Harry, I got a question for you.
Okay.
In one of your afterlives, you know, when you was a principal at a certain school, you had your first year here. You had a Perry Hall, and you know, and I know Harry, you like Perry Hall. You think he's a good stick? Is that right?
Oh, I love the young man. Tremendous artist. He's one of the fastest guys to ever run in foreign cover history. He's a fine young
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Right.
Terrific family.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I interrupt. Go ahead.
What do you think of a kid who flunks out of two colleges so far?
Somebody, who's educating
who is his principal?
Who's educating that kid?
I have no idea. I mean, he's a tremendous young man. I'm sure he got a lot of good stuff at Fort Recovery High School.
Right. Uh-huh.
I mean, that is basically the Harvard of Northwest Ohio.
I heard that.
So, I'm just saying. And I love Perry Hall. So, if Perry needs something, give Harry a call, because I'm there for you, buddy.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a tremendous. I mean, he's a powerlifter. He's an artist. He's fast.
Thank you, Harry.
What
appreciate
else
it.
Can you get? Tremendous people. The Halls.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. So, Harry, what you up to nowadays during the off season?
Well, I can. I'm a karaoke guy. I love karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
I can do a little Randy Travis.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I've seen you on the other side, there, mm-hmm. young man. Mm-hmm. You can do a little Randy Travis.
Yeah.
Because Randy can't sing anymore. He had a little stroke. But you know what? Randy's still in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little karaoke. Play a little poker. We'll find a little Olam. Or a Golem. And I love listen to Bill and Walker in the morning.
Yeah, man, you are. You're staying with the old.
The guy's a superstar, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Walker's got it all. the guy's got lists on top of lists. The only list that I have to disagree with. He's put you on his list of smartest skin forest numbers. I'm not buying it.
You're out on that one? I thought that was his best list ever.
I was out of town.
The only thing I can go on that one, boys, is you married a beautiful young lady.
You're talking to Harold, sure, right?
No. I'm talking to Harold, too. The two both overachievers. All three of you clowns, overachievers in life. So,
how about you, Mr. Carey? You kind of outkicked your coverage.
Well, there's no question about that. There's a lot of people in Sydney, Ohio, that overachieve. Mm-hmm. We won't name names.
No, absolutely not.
Nope.
We will not name names. Well, I appreciate you calling up today, Harry.
You're in the review. Cubs the best.
Yeah. Always, always good to talk to you, fine gentlemen. I'm going to get back to Heaven's Gate Bar and Grill.
Yes.
And return for karaoke. You got any requests?
Well, all I got requests is this New Year's, man. We miss you.
Yeah.
Poor misses, you big guy. You know?
Boys, the cinnamon goes two directions.
Amen, brother. Yeah. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, bud.
Love you guys.
Later, bud.
Bye, boys.
See you, buddy. Yeah. Harry Carey. Harry. I'd love Harry calling in.
Love it stuff.
Yeah, that guy ain't got nothing to do, does he? He'd think Wednesday night he'd be, he is sitting in his lazy boy.
Oh, yeah.
Watching football. So I'll turn on these clowns.
Cubs, wait a minute.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll take our last break. Come back with our last segment. Bubba and V.
Bubba and V.
Hi, this is Joyce at Wayne IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's that time of the year. The holiday season is upon us. Don't forget to order your cheese and meat trays, store-made cheese balls, veggie trays, and brew trays early for the holiday season. Also, we have cooked roast beef, cream chicken, and barbecue pork for your holiday meals. We at Wayne IGA hope your holiday season is a safe and happy season. Thanks for shopping at locally owned and operated Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery.
Are you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It's November and it's time to get your car ready for winter. Don't get stuck with a dead battery, bad wipers, or not so great tires. Give the professionals at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and schedule your winter checkup. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, battery, tires, and more so you're ready when that cold weather hits us. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and now Hastings is open on Tuesday nights until 8 p.m. Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The staff of Tin Man's in historic downtown Fort Recovery invites you to join us for our home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11, Monday through Friday, Tin Man features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and Tin Man's famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturdays, including steak and roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and honey roll. Stop on in at Tin Man's in Fort Recovery and enjoy some good home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hi, this is Joyce at Wayne IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's that time of the year. The holiday season is upon us. Don't forget to order your cheese and meat trays, store-made cheese balls, veggie trays, and fruit trays early for the holiday season. Also, we have cooked roast beef, cream chicken, and barbecue pork for your holiday meals. We at Wayne IGA hope your holiday season is a safe and happy season. Thanks for shopping at locally owned and operated Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter. Friday night, the boys' basketball team will host the Ansonia Tigers. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the JV and varsity games, with the JV game starting at 6. Get to the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Friday night to cheer on the Indians as they take on Ansonia. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
The mic's off.
The greatest song ever.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
Go Purple.
What's the Ashland fight song? You have no idea.
We sing it. I don't know. It's not
sing it right now. Though.
I can't think how it goes.
You don't know
it? No, I know. We sing it after the game.
Think I can YouTube it.
Ooh, duck. Yeah.
Quackers. What's you got all kinds of national anthems. Or school fight song. Songs. You got
Harding Campus and the Art Institute. We don't have any.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck, man. Where'd you go to school at?
I'm still going.
Where at?
Ivy Tech.
What's your fight song?
We ain't got nothing.
We got nothing.
Court?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
You don't know your fight song?
Chicken's the Roads.
Rhodes got a fight song.
Yeah.
Country Road.
Take me home.
Take me home.
To the place.
Hey, hey. Lime, Ohio. Mountain Mama.
Lime, Ohio.
Take me home.
Yeehaw.
Rhodes University.
I think that is it.
Think that might be?
Oh, yeah. Spot on, actually.
I heard Spotify. That. Put that on Spotify one time. We're back here 9:31 Wednesday night, holiday break. We're joined by two of the best.
Yes.
Mr. Wes Wenning, Perry Hall, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee.
Yes, sir.
I've been there. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on your son's engagement.
Yes. And
that was a proud time.
Pretty fired up, Perry, the other night. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really awesome. He came up to me about 3 weeks ago, and he called me. He said, "Dad, yeah, come down here." I said, "What do you need?"
"Just come down here." Around.
I said, "All right." And I knew he was working on his house, doing some stuff. And well, I'm terrible at helping him. Sorry. I don't know how to do anything. So I think you're calling the wrong guy. But so I go down there, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to send a package to the garage." I'm like, "Okay, I don't care." He said, "Well, you got to sign for it." I said, "I can do that. No big deal."
You still have no idea.
Yeah. And he says, "Well, it's a ring." I was like, "I got you." I said, "All right, I understand." And I said, "Okay." And then he was like, and then he says something like, "Well," and he wanted to show me how he wanted to do it and stuff. And he was telling me, and I said, "Code, I'm not very artistic. I don't know how to do anything." I said, "I don't know what to tell you." I said, "You might want to get her mom involved."
Mm-hmm.
And he'd asked the dad, which was, I think that's a pretty classy thing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the dad said the exact same thing. He goes, "I don't really know how to do surprises." So he said, "You might want to ask her mom." So they got the mom involved, and it worked out excellent. But I had to keep that secret for 3 weeks.
That wasn't easy.
From my wife. Because I knew my wife was going to be stunned.
Yeah.
Because we had talked about it. I thought, yeah, you know, maybe she gets out of school in June, July or something. He'll get engaged. But then when he told me that, I was just fired up. Couldn't wait. Because I wanted to hurry up. Let's go. Get it here.
Yeah.
So he came in and told her. And then, of course, mom's bawling. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Good deal. I'm excited.
Absolutely. And then Christmas Eve, when this was all announced, everybody came down to the Philly house.
Yeah.
And we had a hell of a black bash there. Christmas Eve.
Jeez, had a great bash.
We celebrated Jesus' birthday and Cody's engagement.
And a little bit of over-serving. Didn't get everybody out till about 4:30.
Yeah.
It's a late night. Short
Well,
night,
he's proud of Jesus' birthday.
Yeah. It was a good birthday. Huge birthday.
Yeah. We really celebrated Jesus' birthday. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's going to be awesome.
The Philly family is getting a winner there, and Kelsey.
Kelsey's absolutely. Top notch.
And pretty good on the OI, so I'd say she did good.
Yep, very good.
Cody really did good, because he's kind of a loser.
Yeah. Another out kicking the cover.
You agree with that?
Yeah. Known a guy in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no doubt.
So we're back here 9:35, and we're talking year in review and year in sports, and just basically talking grab bag, anything you want to talk about right now. And we've been breaking down the NFL and the college football playoffs, and we had a great call from Harry Carey calling in.
Harry Carey made a call.
Now let's turn our attention to Fort Recovery, and congratulations to Mindy Bupp and the swim team, who's off to a great start.
Off to a great start.
And we want to get Coach Bupp in here to talk a little bit. We had her lined up one time, but then something came up. She couldn't make it in.
So hopefully we'll get her in here. I think she likes coming in and talking.
I do too. And so she's a great interview. We had fun with her.
Great interview. Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to start getting the seniors in. We always kind of sneak them in during the year too. And then hopefully, before you know it, it'll be tournament time.
You know, we got these guys here that come up and visit us, and let's talk a little bit about the seniors that were home. And you did a nice job acknowledging them the other night, the basketball game.
Yeah.
And some of the kids that we've seen Kendra, and we've seen the Judy girl, Kirsten.
Rammel.
And Cass.
Cassidy.
And Tori Leonards.
Yeah.
And there's Kelsey Feely, Chelsea Potcutter.
Kelsey and Chelsea were there that night.
And then the boys' Pig was there.
Piggy was there.
And Pig's having a great season. Poured in 22 the other night at Northern Michigan, and a great win.
Something like a big win.
Yeah, and Pig. And then I seen he's on the commercial. Welcome, everybody, back to the holidays.
Yeah. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's
good stuff.
Pig's a good guy. And then, of course, Wade, who's started every game at Saginaw Valley.
Yeah, and they're tough.
They are tough.
They're tough. Finley's tough.
Saginaw actually came to Ashland. And I went to the game just to check out Wade. And
sure.
Sitting across the court and way up in the stands, and get a text from Coach Hubbs. He's like, Wes, you have to Ashland Saginaw game?
Is that right?
And I'm like, I look up behind Saginaw's bench, and there he was. So I just sit by him for a whole half, and I sat with the Gale houses, and yeah, it was a good time.
That is awesome.
It's awesome.
You know, it's amazing when you're up there, and it's just a small world.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
And you find that out.
Where was I? I was just at this, like, small little dive bar that I found myself at, because I didn't have any like TV or anything at the time. I was still getting it installed, and it was when the Colts were like on Sunday night or Monday night. I can't remember, but I was just sitting down at the bar, you know, talking to one of the bartenders, and some guy comes up, sits by me, and I was talking to the bartender and said something about like that I'm from Ohio, and he just goes, "OH," and I'm like, and so we got talking a little bit. Nice guy, and I'm like, "Oh, so from Ohio?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm from Columbus." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." And he's like, "You?" I'm like, "I'm from north of Dayton." That's usually the best way to explain it, because you're not going to just talk to some random guy for your life. "I'm from a little town called Fort Recovery," but. Yeah, so anyway, so he's like, "Oh, that's cool. My family is from around that area." And I'm like, "Oh, really? Like around Lima?" He's like, a little west of Lima." I'm like, "What's the name of the town?" He's like, "Ah, you wouldn't hear." And I'm like, "Ah, what's the name of the town?" He's like, "Ah, Delphus." I'm like, I go, "Were your parents Blue Jays or Wildcats?" He goes, "They were Blue Jays." And so I said, "I'm from Fort Recovery." He knew where that was.
Oh, yeah.
Just talking. It was
funny. Last year we go to Florida and we go again here in the middle of January, and Pat Niekamp and Mary leave. They leave like tomorrow night or Friday. They go down for the month.
Yeah.
And Pat was saying last year they drove down to it was south of Atlanta and Macon or something like that. And he said they go to the hotel and they're sitting there. He said, and we get in there. He said we're dragging. We go to the hotel lounge. We sit. Me and Mary sit at a table, and this couple sitting there. And Pat says small talk. And so where are you going? I said Pat. I said, well, we're heading down south. And he goes, yeah, we are too. He said, where are you from? The guy says Minster, Ohio. Pat said Fort Recovery. He said, I went. They played basketball against each other in high school.
Is that right?
Really?
That's now, a little freaky.
It is. And then last night we're talking to. It may not have been last night, but it was somebody was on. In Jamaica.
Yep.
And they were playing volleyball. And I can't remember who's telling me the story, but I'll think of it. And they were playing against these guys they didn't know that was on vacation. And one guy, Spike, said, where are you from? He said, Portland, Indiana. And these guys were from Fort Recovery. Now, we talk about small worlds.
That is pretty neat.
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, that is pretty
neat. What were we talking about beforehand, anyway?
I don't know.
We've been Chuck rolls the tape back.
We come out of the break talking about something. I can't think of what it was.
Yeah, was it?
Well, we talk about Cody.
We were talking about fight songs.
Fight songs, Cody.
And we went to something else, and I don't remember what it was.
This is my fight song.
Ooh.
Come on, God dang it. I'll tell you what, boys, getting old is a bear.
It is bad. You forget everything.
I do. I forget everything. Fort Recovery Sports, Mindy Bupp, swimming.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
so I ain't as dumb as I think I am.
Yeah, right. Talking about our team.
You know, yeah. I think the best thing going for Fort Recovery Sports right now is athletes in our school figuring out that the best way to be an athlete is being a two-sport, three-sport athlete.
Oh, man, that's big.
And that's really big, paying off in everything. You know, I mean, there's not a single con from it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Are you guys, you got sacks? Where you're home?
Yep. I've been up there about every
night.
All the time, you know. I'm up
so when
there
you go up there, how many people are up there?
Usually, I mean, not that many, but, I mean, probably five-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, people come in and out, and like, I know Alex Tan is up there all the time. I've been seeing him and Austin Brackman, a lot of those graduated guys. So.
Yeah.
What's he got? So I got change left in the 100 speeder.
Oh, you did,
not
yes.
Not bad. Yeah, not much.
Not too bad.
How many drinks have you had?
I don't know, three.
Are you driving home?
Yes. I'm eating crackers. I'm fine.
You heard it here, folks.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
I'm fine.
You know how many cops are out there listening right now?
We're going to be looking for my vehicle.
Chuck just played Bad Boys.
Bye, guys.
Chuck is an idiot.
That was good. Next episode. Oh, yeah. Right here.
Yeah. Perfect. That was pretty solid, Chuck.
Look at that. There goes a cop.
And he's listening too.
I hope
Brandon
is listening.
Oh yeah.
That's good stuff. My daughter is scared poopless right now.
That's funny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If he should pull right behind her and turn the lights on. No, he shouldn't. But no, we're back here in studio 20 minutes till 10 o'clock, and we really want to thank you guys for stopping up because
we had nothing. It was perfect. Turned out great.
Absolutely,
great night of talk.
Yep, and you guys, them doors are always open to you.
Always open to you guys.
Keep listening to us, and
I think I'll do that.
Might as well. What else you got to do?
What the heck?
Nothing.
No, right.
Around this time, nothing.
You got a girlfriend?
Nah.
Nothing.
I got work. I'm working.
You got no there game, you go. Or you got?
Have I
you,
have no game.
Zero.
I'll
game.
Say that right now.
What about Atlanta? You got anything going on there? You got?
I mean,
there's you got pretty, a big market.
Oh, there's pretty girls in Atlanta.
Big market. Yeah.
I'm just. I'm going fishing with no tackle.
Throwing any old hook, nothing on her.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I forgot the hook.
Yeah. And you are still, and you and Kendra still hot and heavy and everything good?
I don't.
Yep.
Any diamonds coming up in the near future or anything like that? Do you think y'all get through school?
Too poor right now.
Yeah.
Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's always those 25 cent ones.
Yeah. There you go.
Crank
out. They do promise rings. They do promise rings anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's them little ones they suck on them candy.
I love them. Thanks.
There you go. There's your ring.
Yeah, absolutely. Cody did good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Saw the ring.
Solid. Jeez. Solid. Well done.
That's a rock. I don't know how he walks around with it.
He did a nice job. Yeah, he was a romantic little battered. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was telling me all about it. He's all like smiles when he's talking about it. I'm like, that was smiles too. I'm like, I'm just as giddy like a girl, like, oh, tell me how it went.
He's talking about eating supper. He's such a dip.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we're eating supper and it's just about over. I didn't eat anything. He said, you know, I know it's showtime. It's game time.
Oh, yeah. He approaches it just like he would a basketball game.
Yeah. He said he was super nervous.
Oh, yeah. He said, I'm nervous wreck.
Yeah, that's good.
We called him his nerves once he got to the house.
Yeah. Got him a couple adult beverages. A
couple beverages. Yeah. Calmed him down a little.
Absolutely. You got anything else, big fella?
I don't think so.
Wes, what do you got? Anything?
I'm good.
Perry?
Eh.
Well, thank you for coming up, boys.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Let's hope next week we're talking about Ohio State playing a national championship game. We've got a lot of basketball to talk about.
Yeah, we got
boys and girls.
We got a big week coming here. It's going to be good. Yep. I have a lot to talk about next Wednesday.
Go Indians. Let's get Anzonia Friday night and then Buckeyes Saturday.
Yep.
And then
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Let's have another good one.
Be safe out there, Bub and Fee.
Feed live right here in studio in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee live right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was being brought to you in part by all those community-minded sponsors that you heard during this special sports broadcast.